Old school is a black expression referring to streetwise wisdom. It also defines early styles of rap music. A new reprint series of black pulp novels called by its editors Old School Books is being launched by Norton. Originally published anywhere from the mid-50s through the 70s, these books were largely ignored in their own time, in part because of their raw, sometimes brutal depiction of black urban life. Book critic Maureen Cargan has a review.
I always get a sense of how fleeting life is whenever I read a pulp novel filled with slang that was once hip and is now hoary with age. Here, for instance, is some streetwise lingo taken from a novel entitled The Scene, first published in 1960. A hame is a job, a short is a stolen car, a silk is a white person, and a bee is a drug habit. The man who recorded those words, Clarence Cooper Jr., is as unfamiliar these days as they are. In fact, out of the 8 old school writers whose novels are being reprinted over the next year, probably only mystery writer Chester Himes and John A. Williams, who wrote the classic The Man Who Cried I Am, will be known to readers. Judging by the 2 old school novels I read, The Angry Ones, which was Williams' first novel, and Cooper's The Scene, it's easy to see why they vanished into obscurity. Both confront the topic of racism in a raw style, not likely to be endearing to white readers. Quality-wise, they're erratic. Sometimes the writing is charged and witty. Sometimes scenes are so corny cool, I felt like I was reading old Mod Squad scripts. Overall, these novels are more interesting, more for sociological than aesthetic reasons. As pulps, they pay close attention to those ephemeral details of life that greater literature often glides over. If you want a surrealistic panorama of segregated America in the 1950s, read Ralph Ellison's The Invisible Man. But if you want to know what records a young, racially mixed New York crowd would likely be dancing to in 1960, you'd be better off with The Angry Ones. The battered hero of The Angry Ones is Steve Hill, a black college grad and ex-army officer who travels to New York with a buddy to find a white-collar job. The opening of this novel, I think, deliberately refutes Jack Kerouac's On the Road, which was published 3 years earlier. Steve and his friend experience a bumpier ride through the heartland of America than Kerouac's white rebels. In Wichita, for instance, they can't find a restaurant that'll serve them. Williams, though, is at his sly best in describing the polite, middle-class racism Steve encounters once he arrives in New York. Hunting for an apartment and a job, Steve is interviewed by a lot of smiling white people who'd love to help him, but he finally gets hired by Rocket Publishing, a sleazy vanity press, where he consoles himself with the thought that at least he's not working in the post office, which he calls a graveyard of Negro talent. If Steve is trying to fight his way into the system, Rudy Black, the pimp and pusher who presides over the scene, has dropped out of it. The Scene is an often intense, arresting novel, a forerunner of urban combat epics like Richard Price's Clockers. It's spoiled, as The Angry Ones is, only by a sappy, upbeat ending. But its opening is a shocker. In the first chapter, we watch Rudy administer a hot shot, a needle full of battery acid masquerading as heroin, to an unsuspecting police snitch. The narrative that follows jumps around in time to describe how Rudy and other characters became addicts and how a dogged black police detective team closes in on the kingpin who controls the scene. Clarence Cooper Jr. wrote this novel out of the nightmare of his own experience. He was in prison for drugs when The Scene was first published and died broke and still hooked in a New York City YMCA in 1978. From Thomas De Quincey to Kerouac to Cooper, the creation of art out of addiction is not a new story. And with few exceptions, it always seems to end the same old sad way.
Maureen Cargan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Angry Ones by John A. Williams and The Scene by Clarence Cooper, 2 books that are part of a new reprint series published by Norton.